John F. Kennedy was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States of America, the first Catholic and the youngest. And immediately following taking the office, he gave a very famous inaugural address. Some of you have probably heard bits and pieces of it. Maybe some of you even watched it as it happened because it was the first inaugural address on color TV, right? Yes, I'm aware. Even though I wasn't born, I'm aware. It's a very famous speech. It's arguably one of the most famous inaugural addresses ever given. And there's a famous line from it that's actually carved onto Kennedy's gravesite at Arlington National Cemetery. It's the saying, "My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Right? You're all familiar with that. If you're not, you should be. Right? It's part of our history, and it's an important speech. And as I was praying with our readings for this Sunday, I couldn't help but think of that inaugural address. And I couldn't help but think that our readings today are trying to get across a similar message, except not about America, but about our God. Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. I think in a way our readings are telling us, ask not what your God can do for you, but ask what you can do for your God. All right, let's start with the first reading, Isaiah. God tells us through Isaiah that he has chosen Israel. He has chosen this group of people, this nation. He's chosen them from their inception, from their beginning, right, to be his servant, so that through them, his glory might be made known to the whole world, right? He's chosen them to live a life of servants so that through them, his glory might be made known to the rest of the world. Then in our psalm, what did we hear? "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." Right? Not "here I am, Lord, now serve me," huh? Right? No, but "here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I place myself before you at your service." And then in our gospel, we hear about John the Baptist, right? And John the Baptist says something very beautiful in our gospel today. He says, "I came baptizing with water so that God might be made known. I came as a servant baptizing in water, not to bring attention to myself, not to bring glory to myself, but I came baptizing in water so that God might be made known." And that's exactly what happened when John the Baptist baptized our Lord. The heavens opened up, the Spirit in the form of a dove came upon Jesus, and then the words were spoken, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." At that moment, we can see and know that Jesus is the Son of God, because John the Baptist came as a servant, baptizing in water, so that that moment God might be made known. From the Second Vatican Council comes from a document called Gaudium et Spes. That's the Latin title for the document. The document is on the church's relationship with the modern world. And in the 23rd and the 24th chapters of that document, there's a beautiful discussion on the true nature of man, who man is called to be. And it says that man's identity is revealed when we gaze upon the crucifix. That when we look upon Christ on the cross and the gift of self that he made, we discover our identity. We discover who we really are, who we are created to be. And through this document, we come to understand that discipleship is about entering into that mystery, allowing that mystery to transform us so that we might go out into the modern world to live that mystery, right? Beautiful document, beautiful chapters. But it starts with this disposition of, I have come not to ask God to do something for me, but I have come before the Lord to ask how I might be of service to him. In other words, I come to the mystery of God who gave himself by coming before the Lord and offering myself. The Mass is the most important way in which we experience that mystery. The Mass is not just a memory of the cross. That's what the Protestant churches believe. We believe it's not just a memory. We believe that mystery is made present to us in the Mass. We have real access to that mystery. We enter into that mystery. We are on the foot of Calvary experiencing and entering into the cross, God's total self-gift of himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. Right? And so when we come before that mystery, the right disposition to have is the disposition of the mystery itself. Let me ask you a question, and don't worry, I won't ask you to raise your hands, okay? Why do you come to Mass? Think about that for a moment. Why do you come to Mass? If I had to put my money on it, which I don't have much money to put down, but if I had money, I would put on that the vast majority of us would answer the question with some form of, I've come to receive something. I've come to get something. Maybe it's a good homily. Maybe it's good music. Maybe it's a feeling, a sense of community. And don't get me wrong, maybe it's reception of Holy Communion. And don't get me wrong, like, those aren't bad things. Those are awesome things, right? We all love a good homily, right? I feel bad when you have to sit through one of Father Ken's masses because you really don't get one of those. We all love feelings and emotions. We love music. We love all of those things. And don't get me wrong, those are beautiful things. But that's not the reason, the real reason why we should come to Mass. There's one reason why we should come to Mass: to give proper worship to God. You see, when we come to the Mass and we say, all right, Lord, what are you going to give me today? We're presuming that God's holding something back from us. That God's only given us like 25% and like, now you're at 27, now you're at 28, now you're at 29. God has already given us everything through his Son, Jesus Christ. God has already made the gift of his entire self. We have access to all of it. God has held nothing back from us. And so when we come to Mass and we say, all right, Lord, what are you going to give me today? We're presuming that God didn't make that full gift. And he already did. It's along this same line of thinking that St. Thomas Aquinas said that the virtue of religion, the act by which we come to Mass and offer worship to God, is actually a virtue of justice. It's the sub-virtue of justice. It's about giving to God what's owed to him. Why? Because he's already given himself to us completely. So the reason why we come to Mass is not because God wants to give us something, but because God has already given us something. And the proper disposition in response to that is to give ourselves to him. To come with that disposition of, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Don't believe me? The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. Notice, let us give thanks to the Lord because he is about to give us something. That's not what we sing. It's not what we say. It is right and just because God has already given, and our disposition has to be to give ourselves to him so that we might be instruments of his glory. Right? It's the founding principle of all discipleship. Because you know I'm a betting man, right? I would also be willing to bet that the vast majority of us are here today in part because we want a deeper relationship with God. There are probably almost everybody in this room wants that. I doubt there'd be anybody in this room who would really say, you know, I'm not really interested in a deeper relationship with God. We all want that. The starting point for that is the disposition of, I have come here today to give due honor and worship to God because God has already given me all of himself. Real discipleship is built on that principle and that principle alone. No other authentic discipleship can flourish except under that disposition. It's the most important and foundational position of our life, that I have come to go before the Lord and to offer myself to him. I come imitating that mystery to give as Christ has given. And so what I'd like inviting you to do this week, spend some time praying about your disposition in your life in Christ. Start with the Mass. Is my disposition to make an offering of myself? Or am I coming from a position of I want to get something? And ask in prayer, ask God in prayer, how can I let go of my wants and humbly lay myself before the Lord at the Mass? What are some concrete things that you can do to change your disposition so that you might come to lay yourself before the Lord as he has so generously laid himself before us? Kennedy was right about our country in his inaugural address. Maybe not in all of his behaviors, but at least in his inaugural address. And our scriptures are right about our faith. So my fellow Catholics, ask not what your God can do for you, because he's already done it. Instead, ask today what you can do for your God.